It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast since 2009 on the Law of Attraction, on personal empowerment, on personal success, on happiness, abundance, and how to use energy. Today's podcast, we're talking about 7 secrets to saving your marriage or relationship with the law of attraction. All of these secrets are focused on changing reality in the higher planes. Some call it the mental plane, some call it the astral plane. But the Emerald Tablet of Hermes, the ancient Emerald Tablet, states, as above, so below. When we can change things in the plane above, in the mental plane, we then have the opportunity to change things in our physical world. This is why positive thinking is so important. Positive thinking is important not just because it feels good. It's important because it attracts positive results. I can't imagine anybody who is a leader of a major corporation being a negative thinker. You know, negative thinkers, you find negative thinkers. You want to find negative thinkers, you go to places where people are down and out. And they'll give you all the negativity of the world. And there's plenty of it to go around. But positive thinkers are people that are always moving up. They're always doing something special with their life because first and foremost, they do something special with their thoughts and their beliefs. That's important. So as we focus on these 7 secrets, each one of them provide a different way of impacting your life in the physical plane. I mean, this is cutting edge stuff. This is important. If you are going through a divorce, if you've recently broken up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or something of that nature, or things are just starting to fall apart, you need to take action. I'm serious, because if you don't take action, then all the energy, good, bad, or indifferent, that has been playing out in the last 6 months, last year, last 2 years, is going to impact the outcome of your marriage. You know whether it's good or bad, right? You tell me. So let's get on to the first one. This should be obvious to anybody who practices the law of attraction. By the way, if you're not going through a divorce, if you're not going through a breakup, these 7 principles will help you in any area of your life as well. Okay, so you don't have to tune this podcast out. What you can do is say, hey, I want to learn about the principles so I can apply them in other areas of my life. Okay, first, this should be obvious, as I said, develop a clear intention. What is your intention? You know what your intention was when you got married. You know what your intention was when you moved in together. You know what your intention was when you fell in love. But what's your intention now? Now that 2 or 3 or 10 or 15 years have passed under the bridge, and you've been through a lot, and those original intentions have kind of gotten pushed away. They're buried somewhere in the quicksand. What is your intention now? And don't tell me you want to patch up your marriage. Can you imagine people using words like, I want to patch up my relationship? Well, who wants a patched up relationship? We don't live in a world anymore where people are going to settle for a patched up relationship. Or you will hear language like, I think we need to work on our relationship. But who wants to work on any? I mean, you work all day. Your relationship should be easy and free-flowing. So what is your intention? Having a clear intention of what you would like your relationship to be, where you want it to go, how you're going to give to make it happen, what you expect in return, and writing it down and being absolutely crystal clear about what it is you are attracting. Because most people, they're just trying to attract a good feeling. And feelings are very hard to become crystal clear on. So you have to become absolutely clear, concise. And then you have to begin, listen to this now. Okay, I'm giving you a big secret, folks. You begin broadcasting that intention to your partner via the third eye. The third eye chakra. Now, whether there's an actual chakra there or not, that's not important. All I know is it works, and it's very powerful. You begin broadcasting a clear picture of the intention that you have set into action, that you have written out, that you have defined. And usually that intention is going to go all the way back to the first time you met. And it's going to work through, you know, those early days of falling in love and deciding what was important back then. And resurrecting some of those original feelings, some of those original intentions and ideas. And then you broadcast them. And how do you do that? You lie down, you visualize pictures in your mind, positive pictures, and you bring those pictures up to the spot between your eyebrows in what oftentimes is a kind of a purplish color light. And then you visualize that light going to your partner, wherever he or she may be. Doesn't make any difference. There is no time-space continuum when we're dealing with the spiritual plane or the astral plane. So you visualize that energy attaching to their third eye, and you begin broadcasting those pictures, broadcasting those feelings, broadcasting those thoughts. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but it works, okay? Hey, we're going to give you six more important secrets that really work right after this important timeout.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
I do want to mention before we move on that if you have gone through a breakup, if you've gone through a divorce, if you are breaking up right now, if your girlfriend won't talk to you, if your boyfriend won't talk to you, if your husband is living with someone else, whatever your situation, I want you to know that help is on the way. I want you to call me, write me a letter first, and then I'll call you, and we will talk. I don't care where you're at in the world. You can be in England, you can be in India, you can be in the United States, you can be in Africa, you can be in Canada. I don't care where you're at. But you do have to give me a clear way of getting in touch with you. So if you live outside the United States, put down your Skype address as well, and we'll friend each other and we'll hook up on Skype. Otherwise, make sure you put your phone number, because I will call you back, because if you've gone through a breakup, time is your enemy. Time is working against you. Time will erode your relationship. You need to take action now. Now you can go to all the people that do the crazy, you know, don't call them, call her, do this, write this letter. It never works. Most of those people come to me, but by the time they get to me, their relationships are pretty battered up. So take action now. Write me a letter. Let me talk to you with 30 minutes free. There's no charge. Miracle Mentoring Alchemy Life Coaching. Help is on the way. You can save your relationship. You can save your marriage. You can have, and it can be better than it's ever been before. I mean that. Okay, let's get on to number two. Number two deals with this idea of pictures and broadcasting them. So the first one was develop a clear intention. Number two is create pictures and broadcast them. Let's get on with number three. Here we go. Develop an action plan. What is your plan? How are you going to create a situation where the two of you can begin talking, begin creating, begin dreaming, begin building, begin planning your relationship? You have to have a plan set into action. Because what will happen is the emotions of the day will sway you one way or the other. He doesn't like me. I don't want nothing to do with him. And then the next minute is, oh, you know, I really miss him. I want to call him. And then you're calling him. You know, it's without a plan, you are at the mercy of your emotions and all the other people around you who have advice. And most of the time they're telling you to get out of the relationship because they're unhappy with their life. They don't want you to be happy. They know that if you truly make up, if you truly reinstitute your relationship together, that you're going to be stronger than ever before, and they're going to be on the outside. So they want you, you know, they want you unhappy and miserable, just like them. That's how people are, sadly. But it is the truth. At least it's my belief system that many people are like that. Number four, refuse to play victim, because, and I have a client who every other word is, he did this to me. He did that to me. He did this to me. You know, you don't attract anything that you want when you are operating from a victim mentality. You have to move beyond the victim mentality into the empowered, I'm empowered mentality. When you're operating from a place of personal empowerment, that's a whole different place than operating from a victim. The vibrational difference is massive, and it affects what you attract. Number five, have a clear idea of what you need to change on the inside, how you feel about certain things, and on the outside. If you don't have, I mean, obviously you're not going back to the same old relationship. It fell apart. It doesn't work. So something's got to change. What are you going to change? What are you going to change on the inside and the outside of yourself? Number six, eliminate your fears, your doubts, and your limiting beliefs. You can't build an incredible, loving relationship. Well, she doesn't take my phone call. That's my fear. Okay, get rid of it. Maybe she's not going to take your call for a while. That's okay. She will, eventually. And the two of you will be talking, eventually, because that's your inner reality. That's the reality you're going to create. That's the energy you're going to fortify. You're going nowhere in your business, in your love life, in anything with limiting beliefs. Number 7. This is an important one, and it's a little bit different than what you're going to hear from other people. Create thought forms of super confidence and super attraction. Now, a thought form can be anything you want it to be. Let's say you were to close your eyes and you were to create yourself maybe a foot taller. Because when you feel tall, maybe 10 feet tall. Because if you were 10 feet tall, you'd really be filled with confidence and power. So your thought form can be much taller. Maybe you have, we'll just say a slight greenish tint to you, an energy that comes off you that kind of acts as a magnet and pulls love toward you. You see, you can fantasize about this, but as you create this thought form over and over again, and we help you with this, we actually take you into a relaxing state, and in this relaxing state, we create a thought form. As you create this thought form, and it can be anything you want it to be, you can be Superman with a cape, I don't care. But you've got to put yourself into it. You've got to be 100% a part of this thought form. And as you create it every day, you're sending, you're broadcasting into the universe a whole new you. And so the universe is sending you new energy. Remember, the universe is your co-creator of your reality. That's what we're talking about, is you creating a new reality. And by creating a new reality for yourself, you're going to attract the person you love back into your life. Because they're not coming back to the same old person. They're coming back to the new you. But everybody talks about going out and buying some new dresses or some new shirts or polishing your shoes or combing your hair. That's important. That's very minor stuff. I'm talking about changing from the inside out. That's where you will save your marriage and your relationship. Hey, we're out of time. If you want to get deeper into this, if you really seriously want to save your relationship, have a better relationship than you've ever had in your life with that person. If that person is the right one for you, you need to send me a letter, include your phone number, include your Skype address, and let's talk. Let me give you that 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free. Let's see what we can do together. Let me show you how easy it can be. This is not hard. Don't make it difficult. Now, you know, to be honest about it, if you've been broken up for 6 months, 9 months, is it possible? Absolutely. Why would you limit yourself? Maybe you have been broken up for a year and you've dated other women or you've dated other men and you just can't get this person out of your head. And you say, I really want this person back in my life. Help is on the way. Okay? Send me a letter. Don't even bother with the form on the website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Hey, we're out of time. Pay it forward. Do something good for somebody today, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.